All right, you are now listening to 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. You can listen to us also at WRUU.creek.fm if you want to catch up on any of the older episodes. As we normally do here on the show, we'll start with the recap for the week. And I'm here with my guest, Genesis. What up?
What's up? What's up? It's Jen.
I don't know. This week for me on Congress was kind of whack. It was light. We had that snow, which didn't really stop people who drink from coming out.
Not me, though. Not me. You saw me a couple times.
Yeah, so many people out. What was it like? You're on River Street now, right?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie.
We all busy?
We actually ended up closing for the less than inch of snow. But beforehand, no, I lie. We closed the Sunday after because of the ice. But
right.
The day of, business was fine. It actually, everyone tried to stay open to catch this so-called snow business. But as Southerners usually do when there's a weather condition that's like...
Yeah, an unseasonable weather condition. Yeah.
Why would you go outside, bro? You don't know how to drive in it. Literally, people don't know how to drive in it.
Right. I remember when I first moved here, my roommate, it snowed the first year I moved here. So, like, I don't know, like 9 years ago or whatever. And my roommate's like, oh, my God, like, I want to go out. Like, let's go. She gets in her car. We drive literally 2 feet. She's like, you want to drive? I was like, yeah, you don't know how to drive in this. Like, you...
Yeah.
Never, you just literally just got done telling me you've never seen snow in your life and you want to go drive around in it. I'm like, I'll drive, thank you.
Nah, I always tell people from the South, if you're driving, slam on the brakes and put hot water on your windshield.
Totally. It's just the way to do it.
It's just the way to go, man. Steer them in the right direction. Or, I guess the right direction. They'll end up slipping that way either way it goes.
I mean, that hot water on the windshield.
That'll do them bad.
Yeah, that ain't good. But anyway, all right, guys, let's get to these promos and we'll be right back.
Do you like music? WRUU offers unique and diverse shows you probably won't find anywhere else. Did you know that we offer over 20 hours of jazz per week? How about over 20 hours per week of international music? If you like rock, blues, and metal, we've got it. How about music show tunes, soul, Motown, funk, disco, R&B, reggae, bossa nova, salsa, Americana, exotica, indie, opera, and classical. We've got these too. Check out our schedule at WRUU.org.
You are listening to your radio station, WRUU, which is presented by people just like you, people from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, co-workers, and other people from Savannah and the Coastal Empire. Therefore, WRUU is your community radio station. So won't you please help by donating whatever you can afford to help your neighbors stay on the air. Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station with a monetary contribution of any amount. Again, support your local radio station at WRUU.org.
Do you enjoy the music of Broadway and movies? Then, well, That Showbiz is the show for you. I am your host, Jeremy Friedman, and each week I bring you music from Broadway, movies, and entertainers, along with some anecdotes, information, and commentary, all based on a theme. Please join me every Sunday at 1 p.m. for Well, That Showbiz on WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, and streaming at WRUU.org.
Early bird tickets are now available for the 2026 TEDx Savannah presentation entitled Shaping the Future at the Georgia Southern University Armstrong Campus Fine Arts Auditorium on Friday, May 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Early bird tickets are available through February 28th and include lunch, seating, and complimentary parking on campus. Early bird tickets are available at TEDxSavannah.com.
Do you like music?
All right. Didn't mean to catch the end of that. New system.
Like music?
Just trying to figure out this new system they got going on here. Anyway, gee, what's up? We worked together.
What's up? A long time.
Many moons ago.
Crazy store, too, bro.
Yeah. I was just telling someone about that store the other day. I was like, man, We were just hanging out getting paid.
Honestly, at that point, like, we didn't really do anything, especially at night, because it's like, who's coming out there at night, bro? You got a cracker asking for a cigarette, and then us.
Right, or like a little, or like a 12-year-old with a gat hanging out of his pocket, like, hey, man, can you buy me some weed? Like, no, whoa. Buy you
some weed? Yeah. Like, bro, where am I going to get you weed from?
And you have, like, a store?
It's in the corner. Yeah, it's in the corner store. So.
Can you give me a blunt, man? Yeah. Like, what, dude?
Why are you out this late? It's 3 a.m. Yeah. Like,
what are you doing? So, what do you, all right, so now you're back at house now, right?
Nah, I manage something in ice cream.
Oh, right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Now, nowadays, I've been there for like a year and a half now. It's honestly funny because it's like a whole different change of pace. Like,
right.
When we were working at the other place, the restaurant, I was, like, working with y'all. So, to preface, I'm, like, 22 at the time. I was 19 around a bunch of men that were, like, at least 30 or older, you know. And then I had a side job for a minute after I left that place. And then I moved to this ice cream thing, and it's, like, straight-up college students, art students, like, you know, they're all, like, I don't really need this job, so I don't have to do anything. Yeah, you know what I mean? Table. Yeah, my bad.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't really have to do anything.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just dealing with that and also realizing it's a lot of people's first job, which is even worse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to have to manage people like that where, yeah, I don't need the money, so I'm just here because my parents are making me type.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like, but my parents said I have to have a job while I'm down here, so here it is.
There's also the factor of, like, man, these people, like, bro, they're horrible, man.
I mean, it is what it is, man. Yeah. kids are going to be kids, especially rich kids. They're going to be little kids, you know. They're going to do what they do. But so how many years you got experience, like, working in, like, service industry in general, front and back?
Since I was, like, 14, I started as a dishwasher at, I started as a dishwasher.
Yeah, okay.
And then I moved around in the downtown area, kind of just moved my way up, started managing at, like, 18, and just kind of never left that position because, like, who wants to have their feet on the ground? Forget that, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Dude, forget it. Like, once you look, I always, I always say it's like move forward, not backwards.
Yes.
Yeah, move laterally if you have to.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, never move down.
Never move backwards. So, like, forget once you hit a position like that, you already know your worth. There's no point in, like, going back to, like, a little, you know.
Yeah.
One of them
small
positions.
Fry, which is like, it's like, all right, yeah. But like,
because also too, man, like, I tried it, like, I tried, like, after I left the one place that we worked at, I was doing, like, prep for a little bit,
yeah,
and it's like, yeah, I can't do this. Like, I'm just noticing too many things are wrong, you know what I mean? And then, like, other managers aren't doing anything
about
it. It's
not a proper check system,
right?
So
it's like, yo, I can see what's happening, why is no one else
someone ends up overworking? That's why I don't do the small guy, because it's like,
yeah,
I'm just gonna end up overworking.
Yeah. So, yeah, you end up overworking, and a lot of times in these places, like, your reward for doing a good job is doing someone else's job.
Basically.
And I'm not paid for that nonsense.
And I'm not getting paid for that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm not going to say that's not my job, but I'm not getting paid for that.
Yeah, but I find a lot of people, they come in just to soak up money.
Right.
Like,
they just hang out, taking naps
in the
back.
People don't realize how many people in the service industry come into work and just actually sit around, because it's a minimal tasks.
Right, when it's not busy, a lot of people are just sitting around.
Like, in the service industry, you don't actually need to be, like, this serve safe and this, like, not
you,
saying
you officially do.
Yeah, you officially do. But I'm saying, like, these guys are, like, you know, getting out of jail and stuff and don't have any culinary practice, what I'm saying.
Yeah. They're just getting a job.
Yeah, I always say, like, if you give somebody McDonald's task, they're going to find a way to do it even worse. Like,
right, yeah.
Bro, it's like two things in my job. Like, it's only two things, bro. How do you mess it up?
Yeah.
Well, where do I find this? Use your eyeballs, man.
Yeah, it's right in front of you. Can't be anywhere else. Yeah.
But it's not labeled. Oh, you mean the Cisco label that says it and the weight and size it carries? Okay.
Yeah, all right, man. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I remember just wild stuff. Like, people just, like, taking naps, coming in, being on the phone, doing live, like, Facebook Live. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, and then be like, what's wrong? It ain't no work to do. It's like, Well, hold on now.
No, there
you're
is.
At work.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so all there is to do is work.
Is work, yeah. Yeah. I remember one time I was at a restaurant on Bay Street, and a dude was like Facebook Live-ing while he was like doing the dishes.
Well,
like, yo, Facebook Live doing horrible, dishes. Like, bro. Yo, what are you doing?
Everybody what are you, we're doing at work, that, bro.
Dude, we're
it's like
work.
Why are you on FaceTime, yo?
You were at work. Who are you on the phone with?
Telling their niece about how they got to chop up like 500 briskets. Like, hang up.
Yeah, we're working. You could get that done faster if you get off the phone.
Even so, the task is like chop the cheese. It's like all you have to do is chop
just
cheese.
Use this,
and, like,
you just move your arm forward and backwards. Forward and backwards. Forward and backwards.
400 slices of ham. Well, you only got 200 done today. Man, that's a lot of slices.
What? It's a machine that does it for you.
Yeah.
You just have to load it. All right, man.
You load it and press the button.
Like, all right, bro. I'll see you later.
Yeah, man.
What do you mean my hours got cut? All right. All right, well, you doing work so fast, we don't need you.
My bad. My bad, bro. Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, no, I get that. All right, so what do you do aside from work at a place?
I mean, I find myself smoking weed.
I mean, like, people do that.
Nah, but I like making music. I find myself skating a lot more nowadays, especially with my body getting rickety on me.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not that old, but
yeah,
I'm not getting any younger.
No. Yeah. Skateboarding definitely takes a toll.
Yeah.
So you skating, you making music, stuff like that.
Music. Honestly, that's about it, man. I'm pretty boring, I'd say so myself, but aside from working, music, and skating, yeah. You got to have something to activate your mind and activate your body.
Yeah.
That's about all I try to cross off my list. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't get dementia or something.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah. Definitely got
to
keep.
Where'd you put the pudding? And it's right next to you.
Yeah, like, huh? Who? Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like music?
Yeah. But, But okay, so let's start talking about some of these customers maybe that you've interacted with over time. You got like two good memorable experiences. We'll get to the bad ones,
dude,
in a moment, but like,
oh, they're only bad. Oh, but good?
Yeah, if you can think of one or two top good ones, we'll get to the bad ones.
Dang, man. That's hard.
Right.
To try to skim out the good ones. I'd say just the group of people that come in, you know what they want.
Yeah.
You know, tell me in a clear and concise manner, and I can actually hold a conversation with them. Not saying that's a specific group. I've had the one or the two, but anytime that happens, man, it's a good time.
It's
you
a
know?
Breath of fresh air,
which
usually
is like great, but half the time it's, what do you guys do here? While looking at the menu, sort of deal.
Yeah.
You know, where every place is. It's like, so do you guys make the ice cream, or is it sugar-free? Sugar-free. You know what? I have to stop saying that, because there is sugar-free
ice cream.
There
is sugar-free ice cream.
But then I'm just like,
most places you roll into aren't going to have it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more like a Kroger, or I hate to lump people in, but a vegan store.
I mean, some of the, like, you might be able to find that, like, a, like one of them higher-end, like a Haagen-Dazs type deal or something like that, but who knows?
Who's walking in a Haagen-Dazs?
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody.
But, a memorable experience for me is just customers that respect my time and I respect theirs.
Right,
you know
right.
What I mean?
And also being patient. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, not like, can you see I'm talking to somebody? Like, I'm literally in the middle of talking to somebody else. Can you give me, like, 5 seconds?
DoorDashers are the worst.
Oh,
like, you'll be talking to a different customer and they'll have a phone 2 inches away from your face at like a 45 degree angle, and I have to like turn my head like an owl and be like, yo, I'm helping somebody, excuse me.
Yeah.
Turn my head back while the phone's still in my face, move around them, do the whole order around them while they're still like this. They're like frozen in time. Until they get their order, they're literally like frozen in time. Like, bro, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah. Luckily, where I'm at, I haven't had to worry about food stuff
in a
long time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Good luck to you. Shit.
Forget that food stuff.
I always say, like, treat your service job like an office job. Like, Like, yeah, there's always work that needs to be done, but don't ever take the work too seriously. You're just treat like you are you just there, man. Out, yeah. You're just sitting there.
Yeah, that's just like the advice that seems to come up nonstop here is just like, if you don't like it, stop doing it. Like, there's a million jobs out there. I'm not saying quit your job tomorrow if you don't like it. But what I am saying is if you're feeling that you don't like your job, go look for something else.
Yeah, definitely don't keep serving at that B&D Burgers because the money is good.
Or maybe you just don't like serving. You know what I mean? Maybe try a different serving job, but if you still don't like it, then maybe just do something else. Right, just do something else. Yeah. Like there's I'm not saying, look, don't get it twisted. There's not plenty of opportunity here in Savannah. There's not. There's just not a lot of jobs. But there's a variety to
there's definitely a variety.
You could do something else. Yeah. You could do something else.
And a lot of it in Savannah is just like kind of a host job. Like just saying hi. Like
if it's like working at a theme park.
Yeah, you're working like, hi, how are you? Welcome to Savannah.
Yeah. And an electronic robot. Yeah.
No Red Bull, malfunction. Yeah. Like, come on, man, you don't really have to do, like.
It's not much, it's pretty mindless for the most part.
It's still the South, man, I get it, like, times are changing, but man, there's still notes where you're like, you can take a beat here, man.
Yeah, you can
chill. It's not really like, no BS, you know, you gotta keep going. You can take breaks here. You can drink all day if you want. At your job, if you want.
Some places.
You know, obviously, you know what I mean? Depends on what manager's on shift, but, you know, you can do what you want, you know.
For the most part. Yeah, for the most part. As long as you're an adult. You know, as long as you're a big boy about it. Yeah, I mean, you
throwing up over the table.
Right. You can't be passing out
passing
in the back.
Out with your head in the sink, goddamn, because you pot too many.
you can't do anything that. Like that.
I didn't know well too many folks who can't stop moving. Or who won't start moving because they pop too much before the shift. Like, yeah. Come on, guy.
Come on, just do your
all
job,
you're doing
man.
Is washing a dish.
Exactly. All right, so let's get into some of these terrible experiences. Man. Can you remember some off rip?
I got one. That's what I'm saying. I got some off rip, bro. I remember one time. So in this place I work, you can warm things up. You know, like you get a warmed up bagel from Starbucks, per se.
Right.
And we gave this lady something warmed. Now, in, I forget what they, in health code, whenever you give something out to a customer and they bite it, you either have to remake it again or, you know.
Well, you definitely have to toss it out. You can't put it back in.
I can't take it back. Yeah. You can keep it.
Yeah, you can keep it.
You know, unspoken rule, you can keep it.
Yeah, but, technically I'm supposed to take this back and throw it away, but...
Yeah, but basically, you know, she wanted to keep it, so we were like, okay, we'll make you another one, but you just gotta pay for it. You know what I mean?
Right, if you're gonna keep that one, then you gotta...
Because unspoken rule, you know what I mean? If my boss sees that, it's kind of a weird gray area. If my boss sees it, it's gonna be like, why does she have two? You're gonna have to charge for one.
Right, but if I just...
You know, I can remake it and then let him get on me, or I can have her throw it away and I can remake it for free.
Right, yeah, like, and you can keep it, but if you keep it, understand that I'm not giving you another one for free.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was basically the situation. Yeah. Okay, so she takes it. I'm like, hey, so you have to pay for it if you're not going to throw that away. Basically, like, I can't be in that gray area because it jeopardizes my job.
Right. I'm not,
full-on ballistic, man. Karen. Full-on ballistic. She's like, I need numbers. I need this. I need that. And, like, you know, after a long, drawn-out process of her running in and out the store a couple of times to yell at my boss and then come back to speak to me, then yell at my boss and come speak to me, she basically is like, if I don't get this one item, it's a cookie, man. It's like a cookie. Excuse me. It's like a cookie.
Yeah, now you good.
And she is like, if I don't get this one cookie, I'll have the worst experience of my life. It'll be absolutely horrible. Mind you, it's a $2 purchase.
You're ruining my life.
Yeah, I'm ruining her absolute experience at this place, and she'll never come back. She ends up getting something free at the end of the day.
Of course.
But then, like, she's a native, and she never ends up coming back, which is like, wow, you made this complaint over $2 because, I mean, let's get real, because you didn't have the $2. Like...
Right, if you had the $2, you wouldn't have complained.
Like, that's kind of what I surmise. Now, other people can have other perceptions, but, like, $2, man? Like, yeah, not like I didn't just say, Nah, forget that. You got to give me the $2. No matter, I explained to you the gray air. I was, you know, just being lenient. And I was just like, all right, man. You got, like, whatever. I told you, but you just want two cookies. So here you go. Yeah. You ended up getting 12 anyway, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
White people tears are real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people are going to gripe over $2. Bro, I had some people get mad at me. So at my job, we do karaoke, whatnot. I had some people, you're not allowed to, if you are not a certain color, you cannot say a certain word. If you're doing karaoke, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had to tell this white folk.
Hey,
I was like, hey, man, you can't say that word. Like, I'm going to let you do this song.
I'm not white, folk. Genesis is not white.
Yeah, Genesis is not white. You know, I'm not white in here, so we're good. Like, yeah, I understand what we're talking about. But this guy, I told him, like, hey, man, you can't say the N-word if you're going to say that song. Got pissed. Well, they let me say it in my bar and my bottle. I was like, listen, man, I don't. Okay, that's
especially
fine.
Especially with that accent. What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
but like, buddy? Bro, okay, but like, we don't let you do it here. Long story short, he asked me for two different songs. I gave him the same speech twice. And then he asked for something that was crazy long, like 8 minutes long. We keep everything like under five, unless it's like a banger. Unless it's like Bohemian Rhapsody or something.
Basically gangster rap or a jazz concert.
Well, I mean, you could do whatever, you know what I'm saying? It just can't be really long, and you can't drop that word. You just can't. You could do a song without saying
that heritage.
Right.
Type beat. Yeah.
And he got so...
I can see how that can get offensive very fast.
Dude, the dude got so mad. He called the owner of the bar, tried to get me fired over it.
Yo.
Tried to get me fired over it.
Yo.
Wild. Like,
yo.
Wild. I was like,
you serious?
For real?
Freedom of speech.
Yo. And what? And then what's worse, I'm not even going to get into the rest of it, but like, it was just.
Oh, it gets worse.
It does get worse. I'll tell you later. But yeah, it's just like, yo, are you kidding me right now? Like, this is ridiculous.
You
like,
can't be serious. I was watching, this is fictional, side note. I was watching Southland, and this guy had a baby. There's this episode where this guy has a kid, and his name's Adolf, and he wants this, like, light-skinned Dominican. Like, he looks like, what do they call it? He looks like he could be any race.
Yeah, he's like ambiguous.
Ambiguous.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, yeah.
Like Sammy Sosa.
Happy birthday. Yeah, like. I think it looked like Sammy Sosa. Kind of look like Sammy Sosa, but yeah, bro, son named Adolf, and he wants the pastry guy to put "Happy Birthday Adolf" with swastikas.
Oh,
and
nah.
It's like, where are my rats? Hey, man, they're there, but you,
nah,
that's not it, bro. Yeah,
yeah, this is not the hill.
Yeah.
This is not the hill. Do not die on
kinda
this.
Kind of falls in the same vein, like
it's the same kind of thing. Because I've heard it a couple times.
You can't sing a Millie by.
Yeah, they let me. It's like, no, you can, just don't say the word.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do it just without the word. Is it really gonna ruin it for you if you can't say that word? Like,
well, play a YG song for me. Nah, man, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. They let me do it in my bar in Tennessee. Like, well, go back there. Then.
With my one black friend or one black patron that attends the bar,
yeah, like
so
bro,
overly
like,
segregated.
You're gonna get beat up here, and I'm not gonna stop it. Like this is you understand
and
where
it's
you
funny,
are. Read
in
the
Savannah,
room.
You'll be in like a country bar, and it'll be like three different groups, like a bachelorette party, in a group of Indian fools, and then like the young jits that are like from the hood but just there because
just
the white women are there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Honestly, that's me. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like, hey.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to see what's going on. So it's a diverse mix since
play
everything
some more
is...
Tyler Childers.
Yeah. Put on Frank Ocean.
Yeah, I want to hear some more of that Morgan Wallen.
Do you have any more Luther Vandross? Yeah. But nah.
Nah, but anyway, nah. So yeah, no, nah, I feel you there. So it just customers be
it's a weird diverse stuff. Mix to because you know you get guys like that, but then you get guys that'll beat you up. You know what I mean? Young black guys that'll beat you up over saying that. So you can't really.
Right.
It's weird. Everything's in like a mile radius.
Where you so gotta know where you're
extremely
at.
Extremely dense and diverse.
You get a lot of these people from out of town who just don't understand what Savannah's like. They see Savannah.
Well, I'm from Texas.
Well, I mean, they see Savannah in a brochure and they're like, oh, it's great. And then they come here.
It's
and
nice.
Yeah, they don't realize like Savannah's violent.
Yeah. I mean, just like any other city, but. Savannah's honestly very violent for the tight, packed space.
Right. So the difference between here, the difference between here and New York is guns.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, New York is violent as well, but like, you don't know.
How's DC's gun laws?
It's also just as bad as like. Yeah, New York. I'm saying, you can't just be walking around. I don't think.
Oh, okay. See, in Georgia. Woo, man. Well, you can have a gun with no credentials, nothing.
That's
you just,
rare.
You can just have a gun.
Right. If you had like five guns, you're like, man, I'm trying to only have four guns. You want one? I could just buy it off you. No, nothing.
Yeah, like,
no nothing.
A gun is like a knife here.
Yeah, like no nothing. So you can't be messing around like that around here. And a lot of these people don't understand that. And it is what it is. But all right, well, let's move on to another one. You got another?
Nah, yeah, another one. Man, those people like, I get a lot of these college students, they'll come in and they're like talking to you but not really talking or making eye contact.
They're talking so it's kind at of you.
What? Excuse me. Hey. Whole time they're talking to you, they're just like, you know, something's wrong with them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean upstairs, obviously, but I have to like kind of coach them into like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you please speak up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, man, this isn't like, I'm not your I'm serving you, but I'm not your servant. I'm not going to put my ear to your mouth when you talk. You need to speak to me.
Right.
Yeah, like, literally, like, I would say, like, it all obviously, like, kind of
merges
into one experience.
I'm allowed to be a little bit rude, you know what I mean? So when people are doing stuff like that, I just move on to the next person. Like, I'm like, can I, what? I can't hear you. All right, let me help the next person while you figure it out.
No, I'd say I wouldn't say I'm rude, but I like to be stern and teach, you know, like.
But I mean, when you got a line of people and you're trying to get through it, it's like, come on.
Honestly, it's a simple 1-2 step. So it's kind of like when there's 20 people in the line, because that's kind of, you know, fast paced, high volume.
Right.
You need to tell me what you want. Look at the menu. Get it done. You know what I mean? Like. I hate to say it, like, I wish it was a restaurant so I could be nicer to you, but it's not, so get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a counter. Please
move. A counter. Order and go.
Right, yeah, right.
It's an order and go counter, yeah. I need to start saying that. Hey, yo, this is an order and go counter. Like, yeah,
it's a kiosk, basically.
Treat it like a deli, you know, rather than a kiosk.
Exactly.
Because people get caught up, and it's like, nah, man, yo.
Keep going. Yeah, please. There's other people behind you.
But, yeah, this girl is obviously like whispering, not making eye contact. I have to coach. I'm like, yo, excuse me. You're going to have to speak up. Like starting to get nervous, like shaking. I'm just like, whoa. I'm going to have to pass this on to another colleague of mine. This person's like about to have a panic attack because they're talking to people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, ooh.
Like, how'd you even get out here?
How'd you get here, bro? Like, headphone, like. Sound deafening headphones. Now that I think about it, they might have been, you know, I hate to say it, autistic, and I might have been like snapping on them a little bit. You know what I mean?
But still, man, like, come on. Word, look.
Yeah. Look. In a world where you have to adhere to everybody's jaw, it's like, yo, how am I going to serve
you
if I don't? Yeah, if I can't actually, like, I'm so, like, what am I supposed to do? You know, I'm in this gray area. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I get, well, see, you know what it is too, as I get some people who are like that, but what they'll do is they'll type it out on their phone. Like, I know there's a lot of people come through, like, who try to sing whatever, and they speak low, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they know that, and we've had enough interactions where I'm like, yo, I can't hear you at all. Like, it's really loud. So they'll just type it, and then they just put it on. I'm like, okay, cool, and then I just put it in.
The other day, I had that for the first time, bro. I was still talking to Cuz. He was like, y'all can't see it, but he was, like, shaking his head, making hand signs. Like, I'm like, yeah, man, Twin, I got you. Look, laughing and smiling. I'm like, oh. Yeah, he like shows me the text. He's like,
I'm so sorry.
But like the whole time I don't realize he's pointing at his ears and like going, no, no. And I'm like, oh, man, you funny, man. You crazy, bro. Man, go ahead, get out of here. And then he shows me the text. I'm like,
oh. I'm stupid.
Yeah. I am insensitive. And then that's when you have to take a step back as a service worker and be like,
I'm going
to
go take a break.
Yeah, I made that mistake. Let me not serve the rest of this line.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to bench myself for a little bit.
Yeah, bench myself. That's a good word.
Yeah. I mean, there's sometimes, man, there's those times where you really got to, like,
they either talk
too low. You got to take a step back.
Or they can't hear you at all. So you kind of, you just kind of got to shimmy somewhere in the middle. If you can find it.
Luckily.
Between mute and deaf.
Yeah, like, yeah. Luckily, I can, like, I get the excuse of it, like, being loud at my job, so it's like, all right.
Yo, what you want?
What? Yeah. Or, you know, they'll just say stuff. Sometimes I'll intentionally mishear it. Like, what'd you say?
Just turn your head sometimes, man.
Like, what?
I have to find myself turning my head and walking off sometimes, too. Or just, you know, going to the next customer. It's easier.
It is just easier, because it's just like, you know what? I'm not going to deal with this. Like, yeah. I don't have to. I get paid this amount of money, and, like, in order for me to take this amount of stuff from somebody, like, there's a limit. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, there's a limit.
In my dollar per hour limit. It's like, every time somebody's mean, it's like, ching-ching! Put my stuff in the bag! Ching-ching!
Right, like, I only get paid this much, so you're only allowed to be this mean to me. Anything beyond that?
Ching-ching! Yeah, straight up.
Anything beyond that, I'm not dealing with you. Yeah, no. Like, that's just, I don't get paid for that.
Forget it, man. Why would you?
Right, like, I have crazy patience, but not, you know, to a point. Yeah, I mean, there's a dollar amount on that patience. But what else?
Why can't I say that word? Ching-ching.
Yes. Ching-ching. All right, next customer, please.
Yeah, please.
But, like, it's funny because, like, you know, I'll stand on business like that, and people will hear it. And it's funny because, like, those people, they're like, well, I'm going to leave. All right, cool. They leave, and then, like, four people will roll up to me, like, hand me $20, like, hey, man. That was great. Like, forget that guy. You know what I mean? Like, I can't believe that guy. This had a third.
Even so, they'll come back and be nicer.
Yeah, or that too.
They'll go to the next place and they won't take their stuff either. Like, they won't take the BS either.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, it's just crazy, bro. There's also not a high service of standards in Savannah. When I go other places, like, it's just tourist town.
They like to pretend there is.
Yeah, but everything's kind of whack. Like, you go to New York and stuff is actually good.
There's real legit.
It might be $3 more, but, like,
you're getting what you pay for.
Yeah, you're getting what you paid for. And it's good every time. Like, I didn't eat anything that was bad in New York. You know what I mean?
New York's
like
the best.
Which I'm sure other people have been like, I went there for a week and got stomach sick Nah, man, I had a great time in New York, bro. People treated me like a person. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what? Although nobody wanted to speak to me, you know, there's no Southern hospitality. I'll be all right with that if you treat me like a person when time needs be.
Right, when push comes to shove and you actually
Although,
do
you know,
interact.
when I'm in an Apple store, they still stare at me. But, hey, man, what can you do? You know
what
I mean?
That's America.
Yeah, you know what I mean? What can you do?
Nothing. Yeah. But let's see. Like, so, you got any more terrible? There's always so many Karen stories, man.
It's either someone that's too loud or too quiet. Other than that, it's like mild annoyances.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
You know, when people, I don't want to say it's majority white women, but man, white ladies, man, they'll come from a bad day and dump that on you.
Yeah,
they'll dump it on you. The white lady will come out from a bad day and dump it on you, man. Like, if somebody's had a bad day, it's going to be projected onto you. So other than that,
for the most part, it depends. Yeah. Obviously, like, our situations are different. Like, being in a bar, people are going there to blow off steam usually.
Yeah.
Ice cream though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, yeah. Well, a bar, I get it. You know, a bar around between 7 and 10.
Yeah.
I get it.
Right after work, little time went on. Yeah, I get it.
Just give me my drink. I get it. But hey, bro.
Ice cream.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, bro. It's either or hey, how's it going? Give me this. Whoa, man. Whoa. Relax. You're gonna shoot me.
Are you robbing me?
Yeah.
Are you
give me the money. Instead, it's the cookies and cream ice cream. All right, bro, my fault. Y'all got water in cups? Nah, man, you gotta buy water. Forget that. that. Oh, whoa.
Oh, bro.
He like has his hand in his pocket like there's something. Like, whoa, man.
Dude, hey, it's just ice cream, dude. Yeah, yeah, man. Some of these people are wild. All right, so let's get into the question so we can kind of just like wind it down. So aside from money, you know, like aside from monetary reasons, why do you stay in this industry?
Man, I couldn't tell you, but shoot, for the money. But yeah, man, I kind of just been working. Like I said, I'm young. Just kind of side jobs until I actually go to college and figure out what I want to do.
Right.
But in the meantime, it's just not getting stuck.
Basically. Well, I mean, also with skateboarding and music stuff, I'm sure it gives
you. Yeah, like, I find my way into certain avenues, you know, and certain people, and that kind of just keeps me going. Like, my job doesn't do it. I'm gonna just keep it a stack, bro. My job doesn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Forget my job.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You wanted to. You. The answer to that question is. My job is the money. Everything else is my life. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
I have to find a way to kind of do what I need to within my job while I'm doing my job, multitasking with the things I want to do in my life.
Right, right, right. Yeah, like I use my job as a networking
space. Yeah, it's exactly, like it's a jump off. Network space.
Yeah, it's a
I
jump
use
off.
My thing is like, you know, it's just simple. So I kind of like find things to do, apply for certain things and, you know, college and certain applications where I can move and start training at that location but right. be paid for it.
Right.
Like, I have so much downtime there. Why not just research and get out of my head?
Better yourself.
And then also, yes, people do come in, like, creatives and stuff that I can just talk to and network. You know, the campus is just 0.5 miles away, so why not just talk?
Right.
All you can do there is talk. Talk and research.
Talking man. Is the best thing to do anyway, man. You never know who you're talking to, you know. And
yeah,
like,
exactly.
You never know how you can come up. Sometimes you can come up like that's right. how I came up on this. You know, I mean, just talking to random people.
See, and your environment, it's a bit more high volume and a more concentrated amount of hours. Ours is more spread out, so we do get that high volume, but a lot of it is just sitting around preparing. Moving.
Waiting.
Yeah, waiting. Making sure everything is stocked for that moment. Because when it does happen, you know, we're going to make over $1,000 in an hour, which is like smaller sum. But with the space we have, it's going to be out the door for 2 or 3 hours. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good on ice cream.
That's what I'm saying. 2 or 3 hours, it's going to be booming. But, you know, those other 7 hours might be, you know, just people getting out of dinner, getting out of lunch, getting out of school.
Yeah.
Relaxing.
Yeah, I remember when I used to have jobs like that with a lot of downtime, I would use it to look for jobs like the job I'm in right
now. Yeah, good actual good jobs good and career
or
paths.
Or just stuff that I want to do. You know what I mean? A lot of people exactly. make the mistake of like leaving a job that they don't like and then they end up just finding themselves in another job
in another they don't like. Environment they don't like.
Right, yeah. And it's just like you gotta take the time. Like you never quit a job without having something else lined up. Like you never do that. Especially yeah. not in this town, because it'll just keep ending up in bad stuff. And that's also the same on the manager side. Like, if there's employees that you are thinking about getting rid of, right?
Don't try to mitigate or mediate. Yeah,
just start looking for new people before you fire that person. Because if you fire that person, you're gonna just end up putting a body in there, and it's gonna be the same thing, only a different name.
Or you're just or the body's gonna end up soaking up.
A lot of money and time.
Yeah, a lot of wages, and then you're just stuck doing the work.
Right.
Sad. Yeah.
But you got to manage your time properly. Sorry, it's like 9 in the morning, y'all. It's just, you know.
We getting ready to be on the way to work.
No, yeah.
Keep coming from work. I'm going.
Yeah, for real. I took a nap before I came here is what that was called. Yeah,
in real life, John. Me too, though. Snap.
And then I gotta be back there and 10 hours?
Yeah, I'm thinking about going to work today just to pick up a shift, man. I've been having this stomach pain, but, like, I'm just going to push through it. It's what it takes sometimes. You got to pay the bill somehow.
Yeah, the paper chase never stops.
Yeah.
Another day,
another dollar.
Yeah, right. all right, so next question. For anyone new getting into the service industry, what kind of advice do you have for them?
Gossip is not important.
It ain't high school.
Yeah, it's not high school, bro. Too many, but you know, that depends on the person's mindset and mental maturity and mental capabilities.
See, that's new too. Because most people give the answer of like, well, you know, make sure you want it's what you want to do, and so on and so forth. And
blah, bro,
that is really important. I get into too many jobs where the high school nonsense is coming into play.
That's
like,
true.
I don't like this person. This person doesn't like me, and I can't work with that person. And I don't want to work with this person because this person did that, and so on. It's like, yo. We are here to make money.
Yeah,
I don't care.
What you come here for, bro? That's
like,
what.
Like, bro, here's the deal. Does the job pay you money? Yes. Are you getting the hours you need? Yes. Are the hours that you're getting paying for your life? Yes. Now, liking the people at your job is a bonus. It is not a prerequisite. Yeah. It is not a mandatory thing. I need to just go there and make money. I don't need to like you, and you don't need to like me. We just need to work together. We need to fake the funk until we clock out, and that's it.
And the truth of the matter is, in a perfect world, how many of us want a job at all?
Right.
So who wants to work a job?
Right. People are like, what's your dream job? And I'm like, I don't dream of working. So like,
if somebody asks you what you want to do for money, I'm going
to
say nothing.
Yeah,
I'd love to do nothing.
Yeah, I'd love to do nothing.
So if I'm at, nobody wants to work. That's the base level. Nobody wants to be here. Basically.
Yeah. No matter what job you're at.
You think I'm going to spend the time to hate you, to loathe you, and if so, to go out of my way to not talk to you? Like, I don't hate you enough to not speak to you, but I don't love you enough to make sure you're a part of my everyday antics.
Right. You're not going to live rent-free in my head.
It's just high and by.
Yeah.
Straight up. Yeah, it's just high and by.
Yeah, like, once I clock out, someone asks me, how was work? I don't know.
Yeah, it was the same.
It was work.
I'm going to just say same old.
Yeah, it was work.
Yeah, I saw this person's face, and when they left, I didn't think about them ever again.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, I hate to say
it. We have a lot of people out there being like, ooh, talking about outside of work. It's just like, yo, relax, dude. Like, you really going to let this person
get you? Or you could talk about work, but then they're like, this one person, my coworker. I'm like, hold up.
It sounds like you have a problem
to avoid that?
Well, it sounds like you have a problem with them and not the job.
The work ethic or the way things are, or their work ethic and not the way things are run.
Right.
Like, let that man do him. It now, if you have to start picking up after, cuz, do what you got to do to consolidate that. Like, me personally, folks be like, oh, snitch this, snitch that. I ain't gonna lie, bro. If we both have to make 500 of something and I end up having to do a 1,000, best believe the manager gonna know about that.
Right.
That's so petty. Like, what is you talking about, bro?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely. We're talking about stuff like that, but like, honestly, in most cases, the people who are doing bad jobs, they get noticed.
Yeah.
It doesn't go unnoticed.
I'm not talking to you to figure out why I don't like you.
Right, I don't care.
I just don't care enough to like you because you don't do your job. Like,
right, I want you to do your job.
Yeah, I want you to do your job so we can both get out of here.
Right, exactly. So, we like, if you don't like me, the best way for you to be out of my face or for me to be out of your face
is for us to get our jobs together, like, me and you would do what we had to do, and then the owners would leave, and we'd have to do extra stuff because they were supposed to be in the position of, you know, team member, but they think they're so hothead and big head that they don't have to do it, so then we just do it, and so then we're there for an extra 2 hours.
Right.
Okay,
and then they're talking about, like,
why are you late? Why did you leave late? Why'd you leave late, but also why'd you get here late? What, you overslept? Absolutely.
Of course, I was here till 3 in the morning when I was supposed to leave at 1.
And I was cooked, and all my boys, we had to walk each other home because it's unsafe in this neighborhood at the time. Like, dang, cuz. Like, it was really kind of tough, so yes.
Yes,
I did.
Yes, I did oversleep, yeah. All right, so for any customers, what kind of advice do you have for customers?
Man, I know you probably heard, just be patient. Patience.
It's always a thing.
Like, I get it if an employee is not good. And I don't know. I don't think, if you haven't worked in food service, I don't think you have an opinion.
I don't think you have an opinion.
But if you notice, like, you know, it's taking a bit long, or, you know, something, use your words, you know. But don't get mad. If you feel like they're not seeing you, leave. You know, but patience.
Right.
You know,
patience,
have to call corporate or the manager, do it, but have patience.
Right.
Yeah.
Patience is one of those things that comes up most of the time, is like, is be patient. But at the same time, like, I think people, right, like, you touched on something that's just like, if you don't know the job, you can't be looking at someone saying that they're doing their job wrong, like, if honestly, you don't know the job.
I'm impatient.
Like, I'm not gonna roll up to a computer programmer and be like, "Hey man, you're doing that job wrong." I don't know your job, so like, right. I can't tell you you're doing
it
wrong. If
I'm in a restaurant, I'm not gonna say after 20 minutes, what's taking the food so long? But you know, if I'm in a McDonald's and I don't get my food after 5 minutes, I'm gonna be like, "Hey, where's order this? It's been this long."
Yeah.
What's going on? I'm literally going to ask you what is going on.
But you also need to think, like, dude, you ordered, let's say you ordered a steak or a burger. Let's say you ordered a burger.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let's say you ordered a burger, right? How long does it take you to make a burger at home?
At home, 30 minutes. But now factor in everyone else's food, everyone else's drinks.
Now you're in a full restaurant.
All the moving parts of the restaurant. Yeah, just relax. You know what I mean?
You are the 40th person to order.
If you are hungry, go to a hungry restaurant where they
blast it out. Yeah,
zip stuff out of frozen bags, i.e. Outback.
Yeah, or if you're in a rush, go cook at home.
Cook at home, meal prep, McDonald's.
Whatever.
There's so many other ways to get around it, but as a customer, you go to a place knowing stuff and expecting certain things. Don't expect certain things. Go off what you know. And if you don't know anything, be patient.
Be patient. Just chill. And if it's not your thing, just dip. There's other places. Yeah. You don't like this bar. You don't like this bartender. In a bar, if you don't like the bartender, go to a different bar.
Or like most bartenders.
Right. Most bars have like maybe the bar I work at has 3 different bars.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
So if you don't like the one bartender, just go to a different one. Or if you don't like the vibe of the place, walk out. There's like 3 different bars right in it.
Nah, this, I ain't gonna lie, it was kind of crazy. It was kind of a weird, crazy John, because like, so let me just explain it. I just want to, it was this bar in Midtown. I'm sure you know those group of bars over there.
Yep.
I was at one of them. This lady was... There was a lady and a man bartender. I knew the man. You know, he's a friend of my brother's. I got my first drink. And so my group of friends goes with him. So the lady's like, "So none of y'all want to be served by me?" Look, and we're all like, "No."
We don't like you.
Yeah. We're like, "No, we don't want to be served by you." Which, like, you know, obviously in hindsight or in retrospect seems kind of like weird. But it's not because of that. It's because we knew the guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? But also, like, I don't particularly prefer her. She's kind of rude.
But, I mean, that's the thing. It's like you have the option to go to someone else. Yeah,
you have the option. Whether they feel this way or that away, you have the option. You go to who you want, and you get what you want.
Yeah.
So, in that respect, yeah, we definitely did want to go with her because get the fuck out. We definitely did want to go with her because get out my face. But,
yeah,
you know, it just goes to point out, you know, you don't have to spare the feelings of them because...
Yeah, we'll move on to the next customer.
Yeah, we'll move on. We'll be all right. We're here for the money.
Yeah, we'll be okay. Like, you're not hurting us.
Yeah, exactly.
But, dang, dude. What else? Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Like, the business is the business. You know what I mean? Like, it really is, though. Like, it's not even, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you be joking around about it, but it really is another day, another dollar. Like,
yeah, and honestly,
see so many people, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm not going
to. Well, you've done what you wanted to do in life. You've gotten to where you want, not saying, like, this man sound like he did about to die. Yeah.
You did what you wanted. You already did it, sir. Time for you to check out. Yeah, no.
Nah, but you.
I'm on my way there. I'm getting to where I want to be.
You found the things you like, and you pursued them, and you've done them as a young man. You know, you're getting older in age, and you're still doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
Now, I have to, you know.
Get there.
I find myself being like, I'm at this job again. Another gray day at this job. I'm trying to mark off the days of my minor goal so I can leave that, and you know, it'll just make me happier.
Yeah, you just gotta stay focused. Like this, look, you just gotta remember. Like,
I don't think the service jobs are forever, man.
No, they're not forever. There's a shelf life, and like it is what it is. These things are jump offs.
Job is like being a stripper, man. You know, you're there for the money and you get out.
Yeah, you're just putting money in your pocket and that's it. You're paying your bills, but you just gotta stay focused because a lot of these people a lot of these people aren't focused on stuff.
Yeah, like
that's how you get them. That's how you get them lifers.
You that's know? How you, them lifers at the strip club. Like, dang, you're going down to your knees. Why are you still?
Yeah, like you see them lifers, and like,
yeah,
you never know like what's going on with some of these people. Like, man, you shouldn't be serving.
Or just no ambition. Sometimes
you just shouldn't. You shouldn't be serving at like 50, 60 years old. You shouldn't be doing it. And if you're bartending at that age, well, if you're bartending at that age, you better be owning that bar. You better own that bar if you're bartending at that age.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, but that's something to say to the older folks. Like, if you could have the job, but if that's all you're doing and nothing else. Or now, I mean,
if you're retired,
circumstantially, well, if you got like five baby mamas, you know, I mean, I'm sorry for you. Right. You know, that's what you got to do.
I worked with people like and that. I got to work like five jobs.
Baby mamas, no GED still. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what you got to do. You know,
yeah, that's three jobs. I.e.
my convicted felons or whatever, you know, my other, or my ladies that just, you know, had kids at 17 and never got done with school. Like,
yeah.
I.e. circumstances like that, you got to do what you got to do. But like. Yeah. In a hypothetically, my guy, if you do the right things in early on in age, don't get that boot up that lady, don't do this or make that bad choice that gets you locked up. You should be working at that job until you pursue your real career and or pursue your dreams.
Yeah.
In a perfect world. But, you know, again, people mess up when they're 15, 16. Right.
Life happens, but it doesn't mean that you can't come back from it. It's just
right,
like.
Right, right.
You can't have that.
Start.
Where you can't have that attitude of like, oh, like all this bad stuff happens, so now there's no way out and this, that, and the third.
I have to stay here.
And then you're angry at life.
That's how you end up like certain people, you know, that stay and just complain at the job all day. Well, you know, today's another day where. My baby mama put me down, or I can't see my daughter. It's like, dang,
man. Yeah, bro, like, what
that's,
are you,
that's
like,
killing your job, but you there's a reason your baby mama don't like you.
Right, there's all the personal accountability is one of those things.
Yeah, the personal accountability.
And that goes back to also when we were talking about,
which your baby
like,
mama probably ain't right, but still, though.
Right, but still. But even still, like, it's like when we talked about earlier, like, all the high school nonsense that happens at jobs, that is from people not taking accountability for themselves.
Yeah, at that early
like
age.
Like, pointing
thing,
at other
yeah.
people and being like, they're doing this wrong and they're doing that wrong. It's like, well, what are you doing wrong?
What? No, not even what are you doing perfect. Wrong. What are you doing?
Right, what
at
are
all?
You doing?
At all.
Period, yeah. Like, look at yourself before you start looking at other people, because you can't, you just can't do that.
Yeah.
But... Anyway, G, it was a good talk.
Another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep. Yeah.
You get a soundboard on this junk. Maybe I should start just doing it myself. Good God.
Hey.
Ain't nobody.
But, yeah, all right, man. Shoot. It's always good to talk. It's always good to talk. It's always good to talk. I would definitely have you back in.
I'll see you this weekend. Shoot.
Yeah, I'll be working.
Oh, God.
I'll be working. Everybody working all weekend. No, I'm not playing. Like, I really do. I like my job.
I'm not even going to lie. I like my, like, I do
most
love
part,
my
yeah,
job.
For
like,
the most part, I like my job.
It's cute and nice and, like, you know, I see a lot of people, but, you know, I just have to understand it's not the end for me,
right,
and it can't be the right. end goal. I can't be a lifer. Like,
you're not stuck.
You were damaged on this. Hey, man, you was a damage on this, man. Like, what? No, man.
How's your day, man? I don't know how to get there.
I can't even tell you.
Can't call it
back under the cashier desk. Like, dude.
Got a 40, yeah. Listen, y'all. You're not stuck. You know what I mean? You just gotta have goals.
Moving.
You gotta have goals. Yeah. Have real goals. The
maybe
goal
that's the better lesson and the better moral. You can't stop. You have to keep moving towards what you want.
You have to figure out what you want. You have to have goals. The goal can't be just to get money. That's not the goal.
You're right.
Right. The end result is always money. But that's not the goal. The goal should not be get money. The goal should be do something I want to do. Do something I'm not going to hate waking up to. Yeah.
Obviously, the money will come.
Yeah, like, you could have whatever it is you want to do, you could have it. You know what I mean? It's, you know, aside from, you know, if you're 30 and talking about I want to be an astronaut, that's not going to happen. Yeah, you're already past.
Or a pro athlete.
Yeah, you're already past that point. You know what I'm saying? So
you might as well goddamn get them discs removed. Yeah. Get them removed now.
Yeah, because it's not that time. But all right, guys, thanks for listening. You can catch us again every Wednesday at 8, 107.5 FM, or you can listen at wruu.creek.fm. You catch up on old episodes. You can get at me on Facebook. The Customer Isn't Always Right Talk Show. If you want to get on the show or you just want to share a story, let me know. Hit me up, direct message me or whatever. We'll get some people on there. But see you soon.